under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Thursday, June 20th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Michael Kamishak. He's a candidate running for Otsego County Commissioner, but I want to have him on the show this morning to talk about something else. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes, sir. You heard about MAGA water up in Sheboygan. You and your wife went up there and met with John and Jamie Davis, the owners. And you guys purchased some jugs, and you've been drinking MAGA water. Tell the folks about that.
Well, my wife and I started out with started getting healthier. And we started out with My Pure Health Solutions and to detox our body from all these chemicals that the society today has in everything you eat. And we went up another, a part of that was getting water, great water that doesn't have any chemicals or PFAS or anything in it.
Sure.
So we went up and talked to John and Jamie in Sheboygan at MAGA Water. And yes, we bought jugs, and we've been drinking MAGA Water for probably 3 months now. And I'm feeling much better. So is Tammy. Our hydration is elevated, and we attribute it to MAGA Water.
Absolutely. And you did do Missy's program, My Pure Health Solutions. Now, did you guys do the fat burn program, or did you do the wellness program?
No, we did the fat burn program.
Okay, so you lost some weight and detoxified.
Yes.
Yep, and you're feeling better. How is your sleep doing?
Oh, much better. Very, very, very well. Both of us, we've definitely seen an improvement in that. I'm kind of anxious to see. It feels like my vision is better. I have an appointment in 5 months to go see my eye doctor, and I'm kind of anxious to see what's going to happen with my eyesight. It feels like it's improving. I can read stuff without my glasses on. I did have cataracts removed here about maybe a year ago.
Sure.
Yeah, so I'm anxious to see what it's going to do for my vision.
And, let me tell you what happened with me. I had new glasses for prescription before drinking MAGA water, and now my glasses are blurry. I cannot read with my glasses. And when I'm driving for long distances, the road signs are blurry. I literally can't use my glasses. I have to just use my eyes, and everything is crystal clear now. So you may find the same thing. I want to ask you this question, too. How convenient is it for you now that you bought the jugs and you go up there and refill them? How easy convenient is it for you to get Mega Water and to be able to have it there at the house?
Very convenient. No complaints at all. I call John or Jamie, make the appointment. My wife and I jump in the vehicle. We run up there, get them filled. They're back in our vehicle quickly, and we pay $1 a gallon.
Yep.
And I had a meet and greet last night. I had my jug with me and my ice. I take the water. Anywhere we go, we have our water with us.
Yep. Vicky and I do the same thing. Absolutely. Yep. Well, we appreciate you coming out and talking about that. I want to give out the phone number, folks, 231-818-9700. John and Jamie are out of town right now on a business trip, but they have their brother-in-law there to be able to take care of you guys. So just give them a call. They also will be back next week in person. So, again, just give them a call, 231-818-9700, and schedule an appointment like Michael and Tammy have done and me and Vicky and others, and take advantage of it. Hey, Michael, can you stay on through the break?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We want to talk about Michael Kamishak running for county commissioner in Otsego. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Piece of grass walking down the road. Tell me how.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Michael Kamishak. He's running for county commissioner. Michael, what district are you running for there in Otsego County for county commissioner?
I am in Bagley Township, District 6.
Now, District 6 in Otsego County, is that only one township?
Yes. It's just one township.
God, you are so lucky. I'm running this race for Vicky for countywide. 15 townships and 5 villages. And, man, I got to tell you, this campaign's killing me.
Oh, man, I'll bet, yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of work for me. I'm by myself. Right. And so, I mean, that's a lot of doors to knock on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you have invested in a campaign to talk to the people. You're actually knocking doors, introducing yourself. You have a mailer that's going out. I know you've been putting up signs and talking to people. How is it going on the campaign trail? But most importantly, what are you hearing from the people?
Well, I think it's going pretty well on campaign trail. The people that I've spoke to so far are, and they're all siding with me. And you know, we'll see on August 6th what happens with the vote. But you know, I have pretty good vibes. I'm new to this arena. I am not a politician. I believe that from my life experience that I'm an asset to the community that I live in. And I have some assets that I can bring to the community and the constituents. And hopefully save them some tax money. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, here's the thing. You bring a business background to this job. Tell the folks about your resume and working with the company Griffin Beverage.
Yeah, so I've got just under 30 years in with Griffin Beverage. Great company. Great small business. He's a little bit on the high end of a small business, but I'm a believer in small business as the backbone of our country. So therefore, I really support the Megawater brand because of that thought process. But anyway, so I retired from Griffin Beverage. So the last 21 years, I was the manager of Griffin Beverage up in St. Ignace. So I really learned a lot up there over those 21 years. I'm pretty proud to say that I learned how to not spend someone else's money. And I was raised to be very frugal. I come from a pretty large family, 4 boys and 4 girls. Great support from my family. But anyway, it has a lot to do with how I think, my thought process. You know, where I came from. So anyway, I believe I can be an asset to the community.
Absolutely. And for example, you backed it up. You found a product that you love, that you believe in, and you contacted the owners, and they've actually entered into a distribution agreement with Megawater. Again, this is just another example of your business skills and what you could potentially bring to the Otsego County Board of Commissioners.
Exactly. And Randy, I don't have anything, I don't have a nickel in this situation in getting involved to have Griffin Beverage pick up the Megawater brand. Here's one thing that I can do. I can go to bed tonight and I can sleep well thinking that I helped someone. And that's what I want to do. You know, it's a big part of who I am. I'm happy for John and Jamie, and I hope everything goes very well with this contract that they have. And Griffin, well, Bob services, I think it's like 3/4 of the state of Michigan. And she's probably almost half of the UP. So it's very good coverage for them. And anyway, it's just a good situation for a small businessman. And
yeah.
That's who I am, you know.
Exactly. Well, here's the main reason, and I'm bring up an example. Another small business that you and I have been at is Ian Murphy's Iron Pig there in downtown Gaylord.
Yes.
And Ian and I planned this big music festival. It was not going to be charging admission this year. It was going to be free, open to the public, Saturday, July the 6th. He had obtained a permit from the city of Gaylord to have the pavilion available. I believe it was from 5 until 10 p.m. on Saturday, July 6th, along with having certain other activities beforehand. All of a sudden, he gets notified by the city, I don't know, clerk, somebody, stating they had double booked the pavilion. The Alpine Festival had reserved the pavilion for a concert Saturday night prior to the Alpenfest starting on July the 9th, 3 days later. But all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, they now have a concert booked for the same day. Ian's having to cancel his event.
Now, unbelievable.
I'm like, okay, this is a load of crap. The guy got a permit. If you screwed up and double booked it, then move the Alpine Festival concert to Monday night or Sunday. It doesn't have to be on Saturday, July 6th. Alpenfest doesn't start until July the 9th. This is another example of local government municipalities picking and choosing winners and losers that they want to see succeed or not. He's had to cancel bookings with music groups that he gave them a deposit to book them to come and play music. He's had to cancel, and they don't give back refunds, Michael.
No.
You book a band, kiss that booking fee goodbye. $500, $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is. Do you all know how many dinners he's had to sell to pay for those deposits to book those bands? And now the city, last minute, is going to pull his permit and put a stupid concert up for the Alpine Fest that doesn't start until 3 days later. This is the kind of insanity crap that's got to stop in Otsego County.
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I saw Ian last night, and we had this conversation. I was floored. I just could not believe it.
Unbelievable.
You know,
let me ask you this question. August 6th primary, you've got some opponents. If you're running and people elect you on this show right now as a county commissioner, would you be willing to contact the city council and act as a mediator and try to work this out for a local small business like that?
Absolutely. Huh. Yes, I would have not a problem at all.
Because this is insanity. You know what? I told Ian, you need to get the hell out of Gaylord. You need to get out of downtown. You have got to stop paying that high lease that you've got. You got to stop dealing with this city pavilion, city father crap that's going on. Obviously, they don't like him. Obviously, they don't want him to succeed. Obviously, they don't want... We were going to be a sponsor. The radio station was going to sponsor this event. We were going to be running commercials. We were going to be promoting it for free because they're not charging an admission. It was going to be free to the public. I am fighting so many battles right now today.
Yes, you're a busy man. Brother. You're a busy man, that's for sure. I don't know how you do it.
Well, God.
Yeah.
I pray every day for strength and guidance in his divine providence, his hand on all this. Everything that comes out of my mouth is, use my mouth, Lord. Just don't get me an FCC fine. That's the only thing I bet.
And, you know, I try to make it a habit of thanking him. I don't ask him for a whole lot, but I thank him for a lot.
Every day. Yeah. Every meal. Yeah. In the morning when I get up and before I go to bed. Sometimes I actually feel like I'm a practicing Muslim. I pray 5 times a day.
Oh, I do. I'll do it in my Suburban. I'll drive, sit at home. And
oh, him and I have had some great conversations in my Yukon.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you this, Michael, real quick. If people want to know more about you, they want to know more about you running for Otsego County, Bagley Township there in Otsego County, how would they get a hold of you? How would they be able to talk to you?
Okay, there's a few different ways. You can go to my webpage, which is at michaelkamyszek.com. That's KAMYSZEK. You can get a hold of me through my email at mikebagleytownship@gmail.com. You can...
Phone number
906-298-0054.
That's because you were a youper at the time when you got that phone how many years ago?
Yes. Well, this phone's been with me for 20 years or more, this phone number.
You got to get a hold of your cell phone provider and get them to give you a ring-to number. It's a 989 number, so it calls forward to your 906 because, man, a lot of people are like, wait a minute, this guy isn't even a resident in Otsego County.
Well, so hang on. Let me give you that number. Oh, here's another number you can get a hold of me on, 989-370-1828. And at this meet and greet last night, that's funny you should bring that up. Apparently, someone contested my residency here in Gaylord. And
you got to be kidding.
No. So I started out when I started introducing myself. I started out, I gave everyone my address, and I invited every one of them. You are more than welcome to come to my house, and we can sit, and we will visit. I would love to have everyone here. Yes. I live in Otsego County, and I gave them my address that this is where I live. Yeah.
Okay, give me that number again, 989-370-1828. What number is that?
That is my county commissioner number.
Okay, very good.
Okay, that's the
989-370-1828.
Yes. If they have any questions, please call me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to talk.
Are you willing to, if people in Bagley Township listening would like to have you over to their home, maybe host you with a meet and greet, they'd like some neighbors to come and hear you speak, answer questions, would you be willing to do that for the folks there in Bagley Township?
I would love to. That's how I roll. I like face-to-face better than email or texting or phone calls. I prefer face-to-face conversations.
Very good. And when you're there, of course, you can give them your street address, and they can come by your house and see you mowing the lawn and verify that you actually live in Bagley Township.
Yeah, and watering my flowers and taking care of my garden and all that kind of stuff.
Just living the good retirement life and dumb enough to listen to this show and get convinced to run for county commissioner.
Oh, thanks to Trucker Randy, right?
Yeah, thanks to me. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. Good luck. Again, that phone number, give them a text or a phone call, 989-370-1828. Talk to Michael Kamishak and get to know him there in Bagley Township. Thanks, Mike, coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Randy. Have a great day.
You too, sir.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Him and his wife, Tracy, I'm sure, are asking himself, why in the heck did you start listening to that show? Not only running for precinct delegate, running for school board, running for county commissioner, running for sheriff, running for clerks, township supervisors, we got people everywhere. Why? If we don't do it, who is? If we don't do it, who's going to? And Vicky and I looked at each other and we said, how can you be on this radio, on that microphone, telling people to run for office unless we do it? She went and met with our supervisor in Torch Lake. He met with Vicky, he looked at her resume, and he went, you are so way overqualified, don't even think about running for township clerk. You need to run for county clerk. She came home, thought about it, talked to me about it, said, you know what, I'm going to run for county clerk. She came to that on her own. I did not push her, convince her to do anything. But I'm working to get her elected so we can make changes here in the qualified voter files in Antrim County and restore election integrity. And maybe help other county clerks do the same. Timothy Jacobs in Mount Morenci, Darren Darga in Presque Isle. We even have a county clerk in Lapeer County, Michigan, listening to this show, wants to do what Vicky's doing here in Antrim County when she gets elected. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.